Well, good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott, and this afternoon we're going to be listening to some music from Flip Phillips, Betty Shirley, Alain Caron, Diana Krall, who is Grammy-bound, and Bill King, and a whole lot more. And we're going to start off this afternoon with some music from Ellis Marsalis from his album Heart of Gold, and we're going to listen to a composition entitled Swinging at the Haven, and this is a composition written by Ellis himself. Boy, does Oliver Jones ever know how to paint a beautiful picture with his piano. That was a composition entitled The Things We Did Last Summer, featuring Dave Young on bass, Norman Marshall Villeneuve on drums, and of course Oliver Jones on piano, and that's from his double CD released in 1997 entitled Just in Time. And we started off with Ellis Marsalis from his album Heart of Gold and Swingin' at the Haven. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with one of the greatest jazz albums ever released, Kind of Blue from Miles Davis, and we're going to listen to an alternate take of Flamenco Sketches featuring Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, John Coltrane on tenor, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb is on drums.
glass and saw a reflection of your fears and even your smile was stained with a sadness. Heavy is the load you had to bear. Tried to bury deep inside you all these years. I've seen you stand strong and always so willing to. I've seen you confused with no place to run to. Break the silence that you've held so long. Let the words become your freedom.
That was music from vocalist Diane Reeves from her album Art and Survival, and a composition entitled Anthem, and before that classic Miles Davis from the late 50s, and an alternate take of Flamenco Sketches. And you can only hear that alternate take on the reissued version of Kind of Blue from Columbia, and it the sound is so much better than the original CD when it first came out. But they've done quite a good job. And, of course, John Coltrane, Bill Evans, Paul Chambers, and Jimmy Cobb, as well as Wynton Kelly and Cannonball Adderley round out the group on this this classic landmark recording. Well, my name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to 2 hours of jazz here on CHUO-FM, 89.1 on your FM dial, coming to you live each and every week from the Media Skywalk at the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. And we're going to hear now some music from a trumpet player. This gentleman is a wicked, wicked trumpet player. His name is Bobby Shue, and he released an album in 1995 entitled Tribute to the Masters. And we're going to listen to his version of Clifford Brown's great composition, Tiny Capers. This one features Steve Schmidt on piano, Jamie Abersol on alto and tenor sax, Tyrone Wheeler on bass, and Ed Soff is on drums.
Thank you. Thank you.
was music from keyboardist Bill King from his album The Night Passage Years. And we just heard a composition written by Bill entitled Angelina. And some of the people on this album include Rick Holm on bass, Bill McPherson on tenor sax, Dave Young on bass as well, Pat LaBarbera on sax. Liberty Silver is on this album as well on vocals. And many other musicians round out this wonderful effort from this Canadian musician. And before that, we heard Bobby Shue from his album Tribute to the Masters and a composition of Clifford Brown's entitled Tiny Capers. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to continue now with some music from Don Sobeski from a glorious tribute album that he recorded in 1998. It's entitled I Remember Bill, and we're going to listen to one of the most beautiful compositions that I think Bill Evans has ever recorded, and that's Autumn Leaves. And after that, we're going to listen to some music from Rob Parton's Jazz Tech Big Band and Blues for Mr. P. So right now, here's Don Sobeski with his tribute to Bill Evans and Autumn Leaves. Thank you. That was music from Rob Parton's Jazz Tech Big Band and the title track to his CD, Blues for Mr. P. Before that, Don Sobeski with Autumn Leaves from his album I Remember Bill, and featured on that particular track, we had Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Tom Harrell on flugelhorn, Larry Coryell on guitar, Mark Johnson on bass, Joe LaBarbera on drums, and Dennis Mackerel adding some additional drumming on that track. And again, the CD is entitled I Remember Bill, a tribute to Bill Evans. We're going to cross the Atlantic now and listen to some music from Sweden. And this is Jeanette Lindstrom's quintet. 2 years ago, actually, around the mid-90s, few people had ever heard of Jeanette Lindstrom. And then she and her quintet won the Jazz in Sweden poll in 1995. Famous arranger Quincy Jones just happened to hear her and was very complimentary, so she appeared at various jazz venues as a result of Quincy Jones listening to her. It was the actual feeling of jazz, the liberty of improvisation, and the communication between the players which caused Jeanette to choose this particular form of music. We're going to listen to a composition from her album entitled Another Country, and it's a composition written by Robert Creeley and Jeanette Lindstrom entitled The Answer. And it features Orjan Hulton on sax, Torbjorn Gulds on piano, Dan Berglund on double bass, and Magnus Ostrom on drums and percussion. Thank you.
too. Hearing them fall just to hear it. My love is a mountainside, so firm it can calm the tide. My love for you is a mountainside, it stands so firm it can calm the tide. That's why my love is a mountainside. My love is an ocean roar. So strong that I can't let you go. My love for you is an ocean roar. It grows so strong that I can't let you go. That's why my love is an ocean roar. My love is longer than forever and endless as the laws of time. Till 99 years and forever, in my heart you will still be mine. Because my love is a deep blue sea. So deep that I'll never be free. My love for you is a deep blue sea. It's grown so strong that I'll never be free. That's why my love is a deep blue sea. My love is a deep blue sea. My love is a mountainside. My love is grown so strong and that I'll never be free.
She's up for a Grammy this coming Wednesday. That was Diana Krall. And boy, I tell you, you know, this woman has so much control over her phrasing. That was just her and Christian McBride in a beautiful duet, just voice and bass, on a composition entitled My Love Is, and that's from her album Love Scenes. Also on this album is Russell Malone on guitar. And of course, Diana Krall plays piano throughout the album, but there's no drums. And nothing else, just very, very basic and very simple. A fine example of what this young artist can do, and I believe she's going to do quite a bit this coming Wednesday at the Grammy Awards, and I'll be tuning in, I'm sure, as many other people will as well, to see what she does. And before that, we heard some music from a beautiful vocalist out of Sweden. Her name is Jeanette Lindstrom, her quintet, and a composition entitled The Answer, and that's from her album Another Country. Well, right now we're going to go back to 1957, and we're going to listen to some music from Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster. We've got a nice band rounding out this group. Oscar Peterson's on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Alvin Stoller is on drums. It was recorded October 16th in Los Angeles, and we're going to listen to a composition written by Paul DuPont and Alan Stewart entitled La Rosita.
Thank you.
To tell you, one of the most nicest and beautiful pianists on the scene today. Her name is Beege Adair. It's spelled B-E-E-G-I-E. She's a pianist out of the States, and she has, I believe, 5 CDs out. This one that I just played for you is entitled The Nat King Cole Collection, and we heard That Sunday, That Summer. She has a trio with her, actually Roger Spencer on bass, and Chris Brown is on drums. Her playing is so stylish and so captivating. It's incredible. She's a wonderful and gifted musician. She records for the Green Hill label out of the States, and she's certainly someone to keep an eye on. Her name again is Beege Adair, and I'll be playing more of her music in the coming weeks for sure. Before that, we heard some music from 1957, Coleman Hawkins and Ben Webster, having a little fun with La Rosita. You're listening to In Transition, and my name is Randy McCalligott. And we're going to continue now with Canadian music for change. Music from trumpet player Joe Sullivan and his band. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Daybreak. And this features John Medeski on piano, Jean Frechette on sax, Andre Leroux on sax as well, George Mitchell on bass, and Michael Ratt is on drums.
listening to CHUO-FM 89.1, Canada's only bilingual campus community radio station. CHUO-FM 89.1, our diversity, your radio. Thank you.
was a tune written by Flip Phillips entitled Lemonade 21. And it featured Flip on tenor sax, Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis, some beautiful strumming there on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and the always reliable Buddy Rich was on drums. Recorded September 13th, 1954 in New York City. Before that, we heard some music from Joe Sullivan and his sextet. From his album, A Song for Jersey, we heard Daybreak. Right now, we're going to listen to some vocals from Betty Shirley from her album, Unveiled. And this is her version of Bye Bye Blackbird.
No one here can love or understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Go on and make my bed like the light. I'll arrive late tonight, Blackbird. Blackbird, bye bye. Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, swinging low. Bye bye, Blackbird. Where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is he. Bye, 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 Blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. What hard luck stories they all hand me. Go on now, make my bed, light the light, I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, Blackbird, bye, bye. Back of all my cares and woe, here I go, swinging low, bye. Bye, bye, Blackbird. Where somebody waits for me. Sugar sweet, so is he. Bye, 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 Blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. What hard luck stories they all hand me. Go on, I'll make my bed, light the light, I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, Blackbird, bye, bye. Sit that day, should lit up that apple pepper day. Sharp, we put the twin today. Blackbird, 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 bye-bye.
That was music from the Rebirth. Let me see what their name is here. Rebirth Brass Band and We Come to Party. That's from their album simply entitled We Come to Party on the Shaughnessy label. And before that, we heard vocalist Betty Shirley from her album Unveiled and Bye Bye Blackbird. I remember one night I was in bed. It must have been around 11:30 and the phone rang and it was Betty calling me from New Orleans. She was playing in a club down there, and I could hear the band playing like crazy. And, of course, a lot of noise in the background. That she's an up-and-coming vocalist, certainly deserving wider recognition. And, again, that was Bye Bye Blackbird from her album Unveiled. Right now we're going to listen to a bassist from Quebec, one quarter of the band Uzeb. This is Alain Caron from his album Basse Contre Basse. And we're going to listen to Good Morning, and then we're going to follow that up with keyboardist Ramsey Lewis from his album Appassionata and a composition entitled Nessun Dorma. Thank you. Well, we just heard some music from Lily White on soprano, alto, and tenor sax from a wonderful album on the Jazz Focus label entitled Big Blue Line. featuring Eric Halverson on drums, Chris Dahlgren on bass, Michael Jeffrey Stevens on piano, and David Phelps on guitar. We heard a composition entitled Thelonious Mink. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. In the meantime, my name is Randy McElligott, and coming up at the top of the hour, we've got German news, music, and commentary with Oswin Lowe until 4:30 this afternoon. Have a great week. Bye for now.